Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Ada Lovelace was the poet Byron's daughter and a brilliant mathematician, widely credited with writing the first computer program back in the 1840s. So on Ada Lovelace Day, let's examine why one field, economics, has one of the lowest proportions of women in its academic ranks. The BBC's Kim Gittleson reports.
Siri, what's the temperature now?
It's 12 degrees. It started out innocently enough. Sir Christopher Pissarides, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, was on a panel in June discussing the state of the world, as you do, when he asked Apple's digital voice assistant, Siri, a question. But then the moderator, Larry King, pointed out,
Siri in America is a woman.
I chose a man because you trust the voice of a man more, I was told.
Sir Christopher apologized for his comments and said that he meant them in jest. But Professor Victoria Bateman, an economist at Cambridge, says the comment was just one of many that add up to a subtle but persistent message that might be the reason why so few women choose to study economics and stay in the profession. Only 13% of tenured economics professors are women in the U.S. And Professor Bateman says she's not optimistic that things are improving.
When you look at the number of women coming into universities to study economics, it's still very much male-dominated. So in the UK universities, there are 3 young men studying economics for every female student.
Coach number 6.
That statistic really surprised me, so I decided to take the train up to Cambridge to speak to some current undergraduates in economics. I met Pauline Osser at the University Center on a busy Sunday. I asked her what her experience had been like.
When I think back to my lectures last year, out of the 11 lecturers and supervisors I had throughout the year, just one was a woman.
That's why she says it can sometimes be hard to imagine a career in academia.
I am, at least subconsciously, looking for, you know, role models or someone where I can say, oh, that could be me.
Cambridge's Professor Bateman says that it's not just for would-be academics like Pauline that we should care about this issue. Rather, the lack of women in economics has big consequences for how we understand the world.
Much like the business world, where you lack diversity, you lack fresh ideas, you lack discussion, and the lack of women in economics has meant that economists' understanding of the world is rather half-baked.
In Cambridge, I'm the BBC's Kim Gittleson for Marketplace.